Yeah, they're back. The Essex Ghost Hunters. Well, three of them at any rate, because we've got Simon, Russell and Ryan here today. Adam is on holiday. What a thing to do. He's on holiday. Anyway, guys, it's great to see you again. Thank you very much for coming in. And first of all, I've just got to tell you, I saw just before I came in that down in Gloucestershire, they actually, the police are saying that people are calling Ghostbusters or try to get them in. So. Anyway, what have you guys been up to? Because it's been a little while since you've been here.
We've done a few events during the summer, a couple of outdoor events. Done Harwich, Kelvedon,
yep.
Cashy's Well.
Right, you need to be talking much closer into that. That's my
sorry
about that.
Harwich, Cashy's Well,
yes.
Kelvedon Nuclear Bunker,
yeah,
a few times. So,
okay, now, which of those events do you rate the most interesting, and why?
I normally rate.
This is Ryan.
I normally rate Cashy's Well quite interesting.
Right.
I'd say that's one of my favourite events to do.
Really?
Yeah, because normally people come to the outdoor events.
Yeah.
Cashy's Well, and normally first time people.
Yes.
And more often than not, those people go away with something that they haven't experienced before.
Right.
And I'd say it's the most rewarding one, and you're showing people.
Yes.
What we experience, and that's quite rewarding for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you'd all agree with that, would you, that that Cashy's World is the best?
I like the bunker.
You like the bunker?
Yeah, I like the bunker. I think it's nicely laid out.
Yes.
And it's...
I think it's much more modern. You wouldn't get so much...
You've got to remember there's layers there as well. It goes past just the bunker.
Yeah.
What was there before that.
Yes.
So that they can, that side of it is still there as well.
Now, I have to say, I've just looked at your website, and you've obviously been doing quite a lot of work on this. I know, in particular, Ryan's been putting up videos, etc. And I found the video on the visit that you did to Harwich Forts last September to be the most interesting, when you visited the cell room. But this year, when you went to the same place, it wasn't so active.
No,
why do you think that was?
It's... You can never predict what's going to happen. I would say what we experienced in the cells the first time we went there is probably
a one-off.
Right.
And unfortunately, we may never get that again.
But Harwich, or fortunately.
Yeah.
No, scared to death.
As much as we'd love to experience that again, it may never happen.
But right. You'll find rooms in Harwich, there's so many rooms there that other rooms will go active.
Yes.
And others will drop.
Really?
You do find that quite a lot, yeah.
But you had some spirit there actually warning you not to go into certain rooms because he said it was dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we go in. So we go in.
Yeah, all right. Well,
I can't keep warning them, John. They never listen.
Okay, fair enough. Now, I understand that. Now, look, odd noises, that sort of thing, unless they're of a real substantial volume, orbs, personal feelings, all of those sort of things might not be conclusive evidence for a lot of people of what you're picking up. But, if you see actual things flying around or something more physical, that, I would say, surely for most people is something much more conclusive or interesting than something... which is a pretty intangible, is it not?
Yeah, I do agree with you, but when we sort of go to Cashy's Well and the smell of aftershave becomes quite strong amongst people that's
right.
not there, and tugging of coats,
yes,
grabbing of bags, that's all sort of evidence to them. EMF readers in the middle of a forest will not just go off.
Now, those are the ones on the meter, of
yes.
course. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Now, you also have the rods, which...
Yep.
I haven't actually seen these rods, but I imagine that they are... That you can't manipulate them, so they're just...
You can manipulate them. Unfortunately, people can't see us now, but... You hold them in your hand, and they're like a right angle
Yes.
Right angled rod. And any slight movement with your hands, they do move.
Oh, really?
But for me, you can tell when you've done it or not by mistake or your body moving slightly like that. But for them to drastically swing out and cross on answers, and a lot of people also get like a buzzing through them as well when
a lot of people feel sick after the first time of using rods because
it feels sick.
Yes.
What is the difference between these rods and the rods that diviners use when they're looking for water? No, at all.
Yeah. It's what you program the rods to do.
And how do you do that?
Just by asking.
Right.
So if you want a spiritual connection, you ask for a spiritual connection. I've used the rods to find my house keys.
Right.
That's, you know, I've asked it to help me find my house keys.
Maybe I could borrow them to find my glasses.
It's just a simple question. Are my keys in this room?
Yes.
Can you cross? It's how what you ask the rods to do.
Scott, next time we're in, we'll bring you a set of guests.
Do that. Right, I'll be interested to see what happens. Now, the other thing is, then when you hear on the recordings that you've got that people, or on the notes that you've made, that somebody has suffered from a stomach ache, which may be because a pregnant woman has died in there, how are you able to confirm that this is not just a psychological thing that somebody wants to feel?
I would go with that as it's in the right vicinity for that stomach ache to happen.
Yeah.
And if they're a new guest as well, never been on a ghost hunt before.
Yes.
And they don't know the story behind that location as well.
Yes.
But then saying that, you could never prove it.
No.
Unfortunately.
No.
But we all build it on, as in, what happened. So, one, it's in the right location.
Yeah.
Two, they don't know the story. Three, they... what's the third? I've forgotten now.
If we go to Harwich and we go to the moat area where it's felt, we won't actually tell the guests.
Yeah.
And it usually affects the females.
So see, you don't tell them anything, but they could go on your website and read some of this, could they not?
Yep.
Yeah, true.
Yes,
okay. Yes, so, you know. And how do you pick up on the names and get answers to your question? And how can you be certain that what you're picking up is real and not just imagined?
There's no wrong or right. There is no wrong and right on that.
Yeah.
That's the biggest...
It's intangible. You're
perfectly right in what you're saying.
Right.
It's just a trust that I have with spirit and a trust that a person has with me to believe me.
Right.
That's as easy as it... You know, there is times where you can locate a name back...
Yes.
...through the internet and history files and so being.
I was thinking in terms of going to your website and reading it up themselves...
Oh, that's... If they want to do that, then that's up to them.
Yeah. Yes.
They'd only be fooling themselves, wouldn't they?
Well, true. So absolutely.
The website is there for people to read if they want to come along and they want to play that sort of knowing, then it's not fooling me, it's fooling themselves more than anything because they're not doing anything spiritually wise.
Now, I started off by saying that... by referring to this visit that you made... to Harwich Fort in September last year, on which there was quite a lot on the video. Yeah. Would you like to just talk us through that and what happened there? Who would like to go with that?
The incident
the
in the cells.
The big activity, yes.
It was sort of probably later on in the night we sort of headed towards there. Probably one of our last sort of rooms that we went to. And I say we moved through... There's three cells... three cells in like a long... sort of line of cells, and we went in the first cell. We had a little bit of communication. The gentleman in there was of a different language, so he struggled to communicate with us.
All right.
Second cell, nothing at all really happened in there. But as the three of the our group moved into the third cell, me and Joe left the Bible standing up on the desk. And as we left, we said, like between the two of us, we said, if there's anybody here, can you kick the Bible over? Then we moved into the third cell.
Do you usually take a Bible with
you? No, it was just on the side.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Oh, right,
yeah,
right,
no,
right,
it was
right.
It was just left right. on the side. Okay. And then we was in the third cell. We was calling out and so forth, doing what we do. And is all I can explain is I stood by the door.
Yes.
And it heard, it was someone was dragging his foot. You know, he took a step and he dragged his foot, took a step. Dragged his foot, if you could imagine pulling that. That's the sound. It may have just been him walking.
Yes.
So everybody then focused in on that sound,
yes,
so to speak. And it, I think everybody in the group heard it or just about heard it.
Right.
And is all I can explain is there was an entity that got into the middle of the circle because we was in like a circle,
right,
surrounding the door, listening.
Yep.
And it just got a little bit claustrophobic and wanted to get out and pushed everyone away.
And I mean, the video is quite spectacular because people sort of flying in all directions.
Yeah, well, there was two new people with us. Mm. Me, Simon, and Ryan was there. You know, we just got caught up in the moment of it all. But the two new, Joe and Ross, they felt it a lot more panicky than probably what we did. And they sort of made us a little bit more panicky because, obviously, you saw one fly out the
That's
room
right,
and he's never stayed there. But the other gentleman, Ross, that was with us, we sort of had to hold him towards the wall just to calm him down because he wanted to get out. He was frightened. And I think a natural instinct is to get out of there.
It was quite a false because we were pushed back towards the wall.
Yes.
I ended up with a cut elbow.
So really?
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, also, the thing that you said, if anybody goes and looks at this this video, I assumed that the whole load of the things that were flying through the air were orbs, but you think it was actually dust.
Yeah. Would be dust. If you go into a room, dust will come up, but if you leave it for about 15-20 minutes, it will settle. And there are quite, when we get time, we're actually going to take the orbs from Harwich off that site because we've got some magnificent orbs in Harwich, but in other rooms, funny enough.
Right. Now, also you had a spirit guide talking through somebody.
That was before the cell event.
Yes.
That was talking through Russell, and we was warned.
Was it Dave or Davey?
It wasn't a guide. It was a gentleman that worked there. Yeah, Davey's not my guide.
No, but no, Dave or Davey was
it? Yeah, but it wasn't my guide.
He
tranced through me. Yeah, I allow spirit to come and talk through me.
Right.
I sort of take my
you,
out.
How are you able to do that? And how can you switch it on and off?
Yes. I say it's one of my traits. I love to do it. I'm very good at it. Sometimes they get a bit forceful.
Yes.
And you can stop it, but it takes a little bit of doing.
Yes.
So sometimes you go, right, well, you just let it happen. You need to talk, so I'm just going to let it happen. You feel a presence stepping behind you and getting, if someone was making you feel unawkward, say if you was where you are now looking at me and you know someone's coming, you know someone's behind you.
Yes.
But if they're standing at the wall, you feel okay with it. You leave them.
Yeah.
If they're standing right on your shoulder.
Yes.
You think, why are you this close?
Yes.
So that means in my eyes, it's where they want to get a little bit closer and closer and they will talk through me.
Right, got you. But how do you turn them off and
you just try and say no. Much as if you wanted the gentle, if you have a live gentleman with you behind the back, you'd turn around and say, you know, go away.
But do you do that, or does somebody else actually say that the spirit guide needs to leave?
I will talk to the person who's coming through, Russell, not as Russell.
Yes.
And ask that person to now bring Russell back.
Oh, I see.
Or the
right.
person who's communicating.
Right.
And they will leave.
Good stuff. Right, now, the future. Where are you off to next? Ryan, you got landed with that.
Our first event next year is April the
26th.
26th?
Right, that's the Coalhouse Fort one, isn't
no.
it?
No, Kelvedon. That is Kelvedon.
Oh, that's Kelvedon. Oh, right,
yep.
right.
We have got Coalhouse Fort. We've got Coalhouse Fort on the...
May the
17th.
May the 17th, right.
Yep.
Sorry, when was Kelvedon Hatch again?
Kelvedon Hatch is 26th of April.
Already sold
April.
Out there.
Right, already sold out. Good yep. stuff, you're doing well. Good business there. Now, the one you're doing, the Coalhouse Fort, is that the same as the East Tilbury Battery that I know you've been to before?
No, East Tilbury Battery is probably about half a mile away from Coalhouse Fort.
Right. So have you done Coalhouse before?
We haven't done Coalhouse before.
Right.
We've done East Tilbury Battery before, just as a team. That was
yes.
fantastic.
Yeah.
But Coalhouse Fort was something we're really excited
oh, good.
For.
Good, great stuff. All right. Now, obviously, you're going to be sort of taking a slight holiday from doing this during the winter months.
So much needed.
Yes. Charge your spirit batteries again. Right. So when can we hope to see you again here in the spring sometime?
Yeah,
yes, we said March.
March.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll
there will be a couple of events coming on in the March time, but you have to keep your eyes on the website for them dates
right.
to be released.
There'll be outdoor events, they will.
Yes, so it all depends on the weather.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, don't you worry about that.
No, we actually did one last night.
Oh, right.
Just for ourselves, really. So.
Right, good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, thank you very much indeed once again for coming in. Really appreciate that. We look forward to seeing you in the spring. And at the same time, you know, we obviously hope that you have a successful, have an enjoyable Christmas in the meantime.
Yep.
And anything that you do on your own that's successful, you have a lot of fun with it.
Yep. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Thanks very much indeed.